Everyone's desperate for a COVID-19 vaccine right now, but only after it's been thoroughly tested and ruled safe. A declaration in Russia that Moscow's formally approved the world's first coronavirus vaccine after less than 2 months of human trials is causing some alarm. It's been named Sputnik V, and Russian President Vladimir Putin's promising it's safe, revealing his own daughter's had a jab. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
On screen, a virus-riddled planet, and then the launch of a spherical satellite. It circles the globe, eradicating the disease with every orbit. Emblazoned across the satellite's shiny exterior, Sputnik 5. The video was pumped out by Moscow a short time after Russia's president announced the vaccine breakthrough. Today, Vladimir Putin said the first vaccine against coronavirus was registered. Stunning the world, the Russian president claimed the drug was effective and safe. I know it's safe, he said, because one of my daughters took it. She was part of the experiment. And after her first dose, her temperature fell, and that's it. She feels well. Russia's Sovereign Wealth Fund has said it has already received requests from 20 countries for more than 1 billion doses of the vaccine. The World Health Organization says it's working with Moscow to develop the drug, but its spokesman Tarek Jasarevich has sounded a note of caution.
Really, I can just say that we are in close contact with the Russian health authorities and discussions are ongoing with respect to possible WHO pre-qualification of the vaccine. But again, pre-qualification of any vaccine includes the rigorous review and assessment of all required safety and efficacy data.
The vaccine has been registered after less than 2 months of human testing and before so-called phase 3 trials, large-scale tests usually conducted over several months. Vasily Vlasov, professor of medicine at the Higher School of Economics in Moscow, told the ABC the vaccine is unlikely to be much different from those being pursued by the world's major pharmaceutical companies, except its safety is yet to be assured.
If you don't know how safe is drug, and this drug is should be given to dozens of millions of people, it is very bad perspective.
Russia has the fourth highest coronavirus caseload worldwide, with almost 900,000 infections and more than 15,000 deaths. While the vaccine will be rolled out for the public from January next year, the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow, which developed the drug, has yet to release its research data, preventing any independent assessment of the vaccine. This is Linton Besser reporting for AM.